people make it? How did people make a living from a grocery store that was as limited as what they were?
Well,
I mean, you know, the number of customers, because there were so many of them.
Well, Dad had two grocery trucks, or wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one wagon through Greendale and one in Old Town. And Dad used, that's when the days when the people used to go to work early, none of this sissy business at 9 o'clock. And he used to go and call on the people and take his orders. He'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, go out and take his orders, then come back and then fill the orders and take them out.
Okay.
That was all through Greendale, Newtown, and Old Town.
Okay.
And that was before the days of telephone.
Yeah.
He had one of the first telephones in Newtown.
I found an old telephone book and the sheriff had a party line.
Is that right? Yeah. And, my mother died in 1916.
You were a little.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well,
no,
all the decent conversation is over now.
I told him you weren't going to be here.
Yeah, I asked if you were here. Mary said you'd probably be down.
Well, I just ran across to say hello.
Oh, okay.
Because I couldn't add much. I know I'm older than you.
Oh, I know that.
My memory is a little
and
faulty.
And you tell a lot of stories, too.
Lots of lies.
Do you have to put up with this fella?
Every now and then, yeah.
Oh, dear, well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. You can't win them all.
No, he likes this place. He comes.
Did you know the Hornburgers?
They
had the
house.
Oh,
they had the. Sure, but you mean it had the
where the
jewelry store?
Uh huh.
Well, I knew them before the Hornburgers.
Oh.
You know where the Harris Ready to Wear store was up there at the corner of William Street and Walnut Street, right there in the corner.
Where Poley's was.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That was old man. And he was there for many, 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 many years. And Hornburgers, he was up here on High Street.
Uh-huh. I've always been fascinated by that gray house there.
Yeah.
Because it looks
an old one.
Yeah, it looks very old.
Yeah. But the one before that was not Hornburgers. I can't think of the name now. It was real German. But the old man and his wife used to run it. Maybe their name was Hornberger. I don't know.
Well, I'll let you continue.
But I'm going to tell her one thing, and you didn't know this. Right across from Hornberger's was a building, a gray building, on the other corner of Walnut and William Street was a hotel called the New Central Hotel.
That building is still there, isn't it?
I know it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
that
owned by the
well.
Closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was owned by the Closing, but that was an old New Central Hotel,
mm-hmm.
long before the Closings owned it, and I don't know what happened after that. And there where the People's National Bank is, that's the Nice Hotel,
mm-hmm.
old Fatty Nice.
Now, right after I came back, the new Reagan burned.
Oh, did it burn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old Pete was a good friend of mine, but I tell you what, I took a course at Indiana.
Uh-huh.
I was taking a course at economic history from then Herman Wells, who was happened to be an instructor. And I went in like you always have to do and told him I was from Lawrenceburg and so forth. He said, did you know, oh Lord, at the Reagan Hotel? I says, yes. He said, well, he used to shine my shoes. I worked for the Indiana Bankers Association for a couple of years. And I always stay at the Reagan Hotel. And Nance, his name was Nance. I don't remember.
Henry Nance.
No,
Robert
no.
Nance.
I don't know. He was a colored boy.
Oh.
No,
yeah,
different
he
family.
Was, no, this was a colored boy back. And Herman Wells remembered. Of course, that was only a few years before, but he was nothing but an instructor when I had him. And here he died last year. Greatest president they ever had.
Mm-hmm. Has Herman Wells died?
Huh?
Did Herman Wells
die? Herman died. I just got a notice of it, and I didn't see it in the paper until, like, Indiana University alumni sent me it. Happened because I sent him some money, and he just died this year.
I got to know him vaguely through the O'Briens. She had a scholarship up there.
Yeah.
And we would go up, or he would come down, Herman Wells.
Yeah.
And he was really remarkable.
Oh,
man.
He was. I remember the day he used to teach, and he was young. He wasn't that much. He just died, so he wasn't that much older than I. Uh-huh. He used to have a purple Phaeton Packard.
Whoa.
And he used to walk, he used to take the gals, and they'd have one on each arm, and he'd take them a ride in that purple Phaeton. And I didn't see a word about that in his obituary, except that he did have it. But he did have a purple fit. It did say that.
Well, you know, he was chancellor, and he liked his drinks in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And he had to move off campus because it was a state law that he couldn't have liquor in the chancellor's house. So he moved back to his own house so he could have a drink in the
afternoon. Well, I'll tell you something else about Herman Wells, and it is the most remarkable thing I ever heard of. Margie went to Stevens, was a two-year college.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the school year, I said, where are you going? Oh, I don't know, I haven't decided yet. Well, if you haven't decided, then we'll just go out and see, go to Indiana. She said, it's too late, can't get in, I haven't. I said, I'll see that you get in. So we went out there, and that was when Herman was chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up, and I said, I'd like to see Chancellor Wells. The girl said, do you have an appointment? I said, no, just tell him that I'm Charlie Bowring's here. I was in one of his first classes. So he came out and shook my hands. He said, you went with that little girl down the rising sun, didn't you? That was in the 30s. And he remembered all that. And then when Margie went in, he said, what sorority do you want to go to? And Margie said, I don't know. Well, I'll see that you get a good one. And he took care of that. And then as I was signing her in, I told him who I was at the, and all at once a voice came out, hey, Charlie, what are you doing here? And here was head man on the university on scholarships and money and so forth. He said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm entering my daughter. Said, well, don't pay the regular tuition because you're getting a special deal. All graduates of Indiana get a special deal as long as this money holds out that we got for helping develop Crest toothpaste.
No kidding.
And she went for 2 years, and we paid in-state tuition.
Good
now
seeing
that,
you.
That's a remarkable story. That
yes, it is.
Good seeing you. This young lady will be glad to take care of all your verbal wisdom.
Oh, boy.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Because when Mrs. O'Brien and I used to go to New York, she'd always call Charlie Reagan.
Oh, did she?
And there were some tales I heard that Mrs. O'Brien said, well, you'll never repeat these, will you?
You know, I used to live across the street from Pete.
Yeah.
Right here.
But this was Charlie. Is that his son?
Yeah, his boy. Pete used to happy to tell me, he said, you realize that my son's paying $1,500 a month for an apartment in New York. I thought my eyes would get that big. Now, my Lord, $1,500 isn't even nothing.
No, he's living on
one night in some hotels in New York.
He was living on Sutton Place when the last time I saw him was Derby weekend, and we had gone over there, and he and his girlfriend had come over. And Mrs. O'Brien said, well, you've never invited me over to Sutton Place. He said, too high rent district.
Yep. I could tell you some more, too, but I'm not going to in front of her. This is on.
Oh, shoot.
Well, it may curl her hair.
That's no fair.
Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Say hello to Mary Edith. I'm not going to stop out and see her.
I will do that.
Okay. See, Jim and I played basketball together.
Oh, that's right. Jim went to Lawrenceburg, didn't
he? Uh-huh. In 1920, well, he was 27. He graduated, and I graduated in 28.
Was he living in Lawrenceburg, or did he come in on the train?
No. Who, Jim Weddle?
Mm.
Oh, sure, they lived, and they built the Walnut Theater.
Yeah, but his family originated out
in
around...
In Guilford.
Yeah, and
yep.
That's why I wondered, because people used to come in on the train to go to school.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, his uncles did, I think.
Well...
Fellow named Weber. His grandmother.
Tex Meltzer did when
yeah.
he lived out
yeah.
that way.
Yeah, and... But I tell you, the first one was in my class, Goldie Hornback, but she drove all the way in from Yorkville.
She drove?
Drove in.
As a kid?
Well, no, in high school.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well.
Did you know Goldie?
Yes.
Goldie died a few years ago, but two or three years before she died, I was driving there and taking Mary around in Yorkville, and I stopped to say hello to her. Yeah, she was...
She was still teaching at Guilford when my kids started
Oh, was
school.
She? Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, Goldie was a nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was a year ahead of me. And then I noticed somewhere that she had died a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah. But so I stopped to see her, and she still had these long dresses. She hadn't progressed.
No, she looked... pretty old-fashioned when she was a teacher, even.
Yeah, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was your name?
I'm not from here originally.
No, what? Your family?
Emmeline. We came with Shenley Laboratories.
Oh,
we moved here in 1950, so
oh.
you were gone by the time we got here.
Oh, yeah. I moved out of here in 48.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a Schmelzer's and, and a lot of...
Yeah, Ted used to come in by train, I know.
Who?
Ted Smelser.
Did
Earl.
He?
His real name was Earl, but they called
Earl,
him Ted.
Yeah. But then her, Jim's uncle, his name was Weber,
uh-huh.
and I think he came in by train for a while. Of course, he was a lot older than I, so I really don't know.
Well, and I'm thinking that some of the Kaisers from out there on what's now Kaiser Drive, I think some of them came in by train, too.
Yeah, I don't remember. I knew some Kaisers. You know, I'm trying to think of that road. When I was lectionary,
mm-hmm.
I got on a road around Guilford, and I ended up on top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kaisers lived on that road.
Mm-hmm. It's now called Kaiser Drive. It was Sutton Ridge at that time.
Is that what it was? I got on that road.
You come down by Pelly, and instead of coming up this way, you make a right, and it comes up the hill, and there was
yeah,
George...
Yeah, it wasn't a bad road.
No. George Kaiser lived there, and Alfred...
Alfred and George,
Albert,
they were...
Alfred, Albert, Albert.
It was one of them. There
yeah.
were two brothers living
yeah.
there.
Yes.
And they were particularly friends of mine,
because
I was running.
Oh, and Henry Kaiser lived on that road,
did
too.
He? And they were particularly friends of mine, and I needed them to help me do some lectioneering that
mm-hmm.
way, so that's why... And I'd never been on that road... before
yeah.
and never been on it since.
Well, I lived on that road for a while.
Oh,
that's
did
how come I know everybody up
and
there.
It comes out at
Wright's Corner. Comes out at Wright's Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that isn't too far from
well,
Kyle.
No, but then the next one over is Collier Ridge, and there was one of the Kaiser brothers lived over there.
Well, I knew the one that came out at Wright's
was.
Corner.
Well, there was another brother, and he lived on the
Collier
Ridge.
Oh, is that
right? And I can't think what his first name
was. Are they... people still living, or is a lot of people living out there?
None of
anymore?
The, well.
Or hasn't it progressed
George,
much?
George, old, no, parts of that road have been built up.
Oh, have it?
Bit. But the, once you get to the top of the hill on towards.
Everything's it's been built up that people are living on. They tell
yeah,
me
yeah.
that I took my wife to a doctor yesterday, and a little girl was there. I got to talking to her, and I said, where are you from? She said, well, I'm from here in Cincinnati now, but I'm thinking about moving over to Indiana. I said, where are you thinking about moving? She said, at Bright. She said, my uncle lives over there. And I said, my Lord. She said, boy, it's getting pretty hard to find any place to live over there.
It is. It's all built up. That
I
whole
said,
part
you
of
must
the
be. The last time, I hate to say it, but I went up that way and got lost. I couldn't find
got to take a ride up there sometime.
I did.
Take a look.
And I got lost. I had to stop in at a place. I said, this is very embarrassing for me to ask a place in Dearborn County
yeah.
that I didn't know. But I said, I don't.
No, it's all kinds of new roads and subdivisions and everything
uh-huh.
else.
All different.
Mm-hmm.
the same way, I went to New Alsace, and I stopped in at a bar up there, and I said, I hate to tell you, but where's this place to eat?
Chateau Pommager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, I said, is it on 46? He said, there isn't any 46 anymore.
There is?
Huh?
Sure there is.
Oh, up that way?
Sure.
Well, they didn't
it's
seem...
It's still there, but everybody uses the interstate, but 46 is still there.
Is it? Well, he didn't know it. He said it's down this way. I said,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just remembered 46. And then the where I live in Cincinnati is the head maintenance man, and he used to live down in close to Lawrenceville at the Weibolts, is it? Used to have a general store in there at the end of the...
Well, that was Shalakati's.
Well, he was, yeah. Yeah, and he knew about Shalakati's, and there was another little store there.
I didn't know that.
Weisbrod. Something.
I don't know. The only one I remember is
this was on the railroad tracks at the top of the hill, practically. Yeah, Shalakati. I stopped there and bought something one time. It's quite a good-sized store now.
It's closed.
Huh?
It's closed.
Oh, has
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Was somebody, maybe he was at Weisberg?
Well, it could be.
There used to be a store there right on the railroad track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I used to knew all the, and I hated to see this on Vivi because I used to go, Vivi was the nicest little town. It's not going to be so nice once the gambling boat moves in.
Vivi will be all right. The boat's way away from there.
Oh,
the
is it?
Boats clear up at Markland. Florence, up in that area.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's
well,
not in Vivi.
Talking about Vivi.
Well, it's the
I
only
thought,
town
well,
anywhere
a,
around.
It's a shame that Vivi is going to be ruined because you walk down the street and the doors were open and you could walk in because I wanted to see the ex-coach at Lawrenceburg. And they said, well, he's living down there and the door will be open. Just walk on in.
Red Benedict?
Yeah. But I guess he's dead by this time.
I think he did die a few years ago, yeah.
That was about 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else you want to know? Anything else?
Oh, goodness, I don't know.
We got sidetracked.
That's all right. It's all interesting.
Then there was, there used to be a Haversink grocery over here. Did you know over that?
Uh-uh.
That's over, I can't think of the name, Haversinks. And there used to be Brill's grocery there in over in Germantown.
Where?
Well, it was on the corner of, what is that, Main Street, Center Street goes down?
Yeah.
At the corner of Center Street, and I think it was Arch, right there by the Germantown Park. You know where Germantown is?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they still call it Germantown?
Not too many people, I don't think, but yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah.
Well, now the only thing I remember being over there was Hopper's Tavern over there.
No, well, oh yeah, Hopper's Tavern, yeah. His mother was
that's gone. Argosy
is that
there.
Gone?
Well, Argosy took all that.
Oh, yeah, that he was. His mother was a Messang. His wife was a Messang. The Messangs were from Shippen Street.
Did they have a lot of kids?
Quite a few, not too many.
Did you ever hear
though.
That poem about the Shipping Street pump?
Oh, the pump, yeah. Oh, the Shipping Street pump. I tell the pumps were the best water in the world. My grandmother, see, after my mother died in 1960, and I lived a lot with my grandmother, and she lived right across from Whiskey's over there.
Mm-hmm.
That house is still standing. And there used to be a pump there that had the best water, I'm telling you. Everybody came to get water. And then where my dad lived across the street, well, it used to be McKinney's Garage, and Setters lived next door. There was a pump there, and all those pumps, they had wonderful water.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually they closed them all down.
Well, I think there was no sewer system, and the Board of Health got
That's
a little
right.
upset
yeah.
after a while.
Yeah.
But I do remember that poem about the Shipping Street pump.
Yeah, that was a great
Everybody
pump.
On Shipping Street had huge families, and
That's
they said
right.
it was the pump.
That's right. A lot of them were, most of them, a lot of them were German Catholics.
Yeah.
And they all had big families. Knopperts and Mrs. Staley and
the Mustangs, and oh, there used to be a whole raft of them. I used to play that Newtown School. Is that still there?
Been gone for a long time.
Has it? I used to play there in that schoolyard all the time.
Did you go to school there too?
No, my mother wouldn't allow me to go to school there. She died, and that's one of the last requests, and I'll tell you why. So my brother went there, and they left him left-handed. And my mother was mad. And she said, "You will never go to that Newtown school. The last teacher there left John right left-handed."
So where did you go?
I went all the way across to the...
To Central, or what's now Central?
Yeah, what's now Central. It doesn't look anything like...
No, the old school.
And I used to
gone.
Walk across that high road during the 1917 and 18 when it was so cold.
Well, still, it can't be much more than... It's probably not even a mile, is
in
it?
In those days, they thought it was a great distance, but it really wasn't even much more than a quarter of a mile.
Yeah. Because I walked a mile to school the whole time I was growing up.
Yeah.
They never even
but
thought about
other
school buses. If you lived a mile from the school, what a bus.
You didn't have a school bus in Lawrenceburg.
Well, we didn't have them either.
No. Lawrenceburg had no, even the kids in Greendale had to walk to school.
Yeah.
But that's when we had the streetcars.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother rode on her first streetcar.
Really?
Yeah. That was when she was a little girl.
Oh, good. You can answer a question. If I can just remember who asked me now. I had somebody came in here, and they swore up and down that there was a turntable at the end of Center.
No.
They didn't. They just got out and reversed the...
That's right. They reversed it.
But they didn't turn the whole car.
No,
just the thing
no,
on top.
No. They just reversed it.
But there was a turntable on the railroad, wasn't there? That's way back before your time.
It could be, but they used to run an accommodation, what they called it.
Right.
From Lawrenceburg up to Lawrenceburg Junction for the meet the trains up there.
Uh-huh.
But, they tell a story. Have you ever heard of Charlie Dawson, Dawson Barbershop?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the fastest barber in the world.
Uh-huh.
And they say that one day a man went in and the streetcar was going up. He said, "Charlie, I've got to have a shave." He said, "Sit down." And he gave him a shave and he caught the streetcar before it came back down.
One block away.
Have you heard that story?
Yep.
And he was supposed to have been in Ripley's, believe it or not.
Could be. That must have been fun when they still had it.
I remember streetcars. They didn't go out until the Depression.
Yeah. They were kind of struggling, though.
They were struggling before, but it used to cost a nickel to go to Lawrenceburg to roar. And it ruined all those girls who used to work in the shoe factory they had here.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to ride back and forth to Aurora. And they used to wait at the corner because on Dad's grocery had... They could sit and get in there out of the rain if it was raining. And then they used to change there. See, the streetcars used to come up from Greendale, and then they'd make a left turn and go over to Old Town. Then they used to reverse. They'd get out. The conductor or motorman or whoever it was used to take the trolley off of the one and put it on the other and turn around and come back.
And then they'd go on to Aurora from there?
Then they'd go on to Aurora. They'd do the same thing down to Aurora. I'm
trying to think who it was that told me.
Well, they didn't know what they were talking about.
This was something else. I can't think what his last name was. Anyway, he was from Aurora.
Uh-huh.
And he was dating a girl from Lawrenceburg.
Uh-huh.
He would ride the streetcar up
here,
but he said it was worth your life because the guys in Aurora would beat up on the Lawrenceburg guys
if
they went down there to date their girls. And
yeah, but
he had a terrible time with the
But it was also
guys.
Vice versa.
Yeah, that's what he said. He had a hard time coming up here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I cannot think what his name was.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
But,
long gone.
Yeah, there's a, right, it didn't cross into Aurora, right there at the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Used to stop. and right here at the corner of High and the center, whatever the street is. Then it went all the way up to Anderson Ferry. And that used to be a long trip.
I'll bet. What, then you'd catch another one to go on into Cincinnati?
Yeah. I remember coming up there on the to see a baseball game when I was a little kid. And a fella brought me, went up to Cincinnati to Anderson Ferry, and then took a streetcar all the way. It took us about 2 hours to get there.
Yeah, I imagine it did.
Because that was long before the days of night baseball.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They used to play during every day during the week.
You were really into baseball, weren't you?
I was a little boy, and I'm telling you, I thought the greatest man that ever lived was Babe Ruth. And I never missed a that's why I'm so sure about the KIO team. Because I am definite on that.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. I just hadn't heard it.
They've never had a pitcher like Hick Farrell. He could have been in the big leagues. The only thing is, you never knew on Sunday whether he was going to be. He was a barber by trade. But he liked to imbibe a little too much.
That could cause a problem, yeah.
And he was written up. A lot of times he struck out from 15 to 20.
Wow.
It was just a shame. But this boy, the Aim Overding must have paid pretty good money for Coach Hinkle to come all the way down. He played for about 2 years at Lawrenceburg.
Wow.
So they named the Hinkle Fieldhouse after him. Huh?
Yeah. Well, that's, I suppose. Yeah.
Well,
I
that's
know.
Him. I remember he was a basketball coach up there for many years.
Yeah. Well, then I'm sure then it's what it is.
Yeah, it was him.
I didn't know
and
that.
Aim Overding. Do you ever hear the Overding brothers?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Aim and Bob. They had a garage up there, and Aim was the baseball man, and he used to finance it all himself. Well, there were a lot of people that used to help him, and not Walter Justice, though. It was another fellow. Oh, a fellow named Genter. Mm-hmm. Genter was the man that used to took care of the field. Mm. And he was from Newtown. He used to live at the corner of Front Street and First Street. Genter.
Somehow it sounds like that was more fun to live around here then than it is now.
It was. Well, you look forward to Sunday afternoon. That was a big time. And they had big, big, big crowds for Lawrenceburg. Roar could never field a team.
No, they never really got into it, did they?
They never did get into it.
They had the music. They had bands and all of that sort of thing, but they never got into the sports.
I used to go to dances down to Royal Park.
Mm-hmm. So did I.
Oh, did you?
They still did that when I was coming.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I used to go there every Saturday night, or else Lockery Island.
Mm-hmm.
See, they remember Lockery Island
there?
We used to go down there quite a bit.
For dances? Were there actually buildings on that?
There was a dance hall down there. But we used to go down there at least once a month, at least.
How'd you get there?
By automobile. There, and there was our road that went down to almost like a cornfield off of the road between Lawrenceburg and between the Roar and Rising Sun, just past Lockery Creek and went down.
And then what, a boat?
Huh?
How'd you get to the island?
There was a bridge across.
Well, there was.
Yeah, at least we used to get across. I don't remember. After all, it's going back pretty far.
I didn't know they ever had all that.
Oh, yeah. There was, in those days, there was cabins down there. People used to go down.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember hearing there were cabins, but I didn't know there
was. Yeah, there was a dance hall down there, down Lockery Creek. Huh? Yeah, Roar had the band, old Cocky Huffman.
Uh-huh.
He had the band.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that.
Yeah, he. Yeah, we used to go down there all the time. Walk. Would you be interested in some of these old pictures?
The Historical Society most certainly would. Yeah.
I have some, a lot of real, some of them I don't know. I have one of those old picture albums that every one of them are at least 125 years old.
I would love that.
And
yes.
I don't know half of them.
I mean, they've got a museum, and they've got them all.
Oh,
know,
do they?
Oh, yeah, you should go down there sometime.
Yeah, well, maybe I will one of these days.
Yeah.
But, no, I have a whole raft of tintypes and a...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, are we interrupting something? I was just going to look in some old newspapers.
Okay, they're all on microfilm.
Okay, where would I go to look for those?
What is it that you want to look at?
I want to look back at newspapers from 1965.
Okay.
For my sister. Her dad died then, and she kind of wanted me to look through.
Do you know the date?
June 26th.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what we can find for you.
That's a great time for her.
Mm-hmm. She really cares, and that makes a difference.
Yes, she does. Still cares, in fact.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you were telling me about grocery stores, and we keep getting off the track.
Well, there was Woods Grocery here.
Yeah, Woods, I remember.
All right. Then going straight down High Street, and then at the end of High Street, you make a left, is Brill's Grocery. He had it, and then over straight through to the other side of town was Haversick's. And then up here on Walnut Street, there was one at the corner of Walnut and Center. That was had a lot of different names. That was an IGA store, and I forget what that was.
Okay.
Betcher, Dick Betcher's. I go way back farther than that, but the last one that owned it is
okay.
Dick. But when I was a little boy, people by the name of Glockner owned it.
Glockner?
Yeah, that's now you're going back into the teens, 19-teens.
You realize there is, well, unless you count that gas station thing out there, there's only one grocery in downtown Lawrenceburg now.
Yeah, and over in Newtown was Dad and then Aches down at the corner of Front Street and First Street. They used to have a little
grocery. Was that a grocery?
Uh-huh. It used to be a grocery down there.
And it looks like it was a store, but I didn't realize that's what that was.
And then there was Dietrich's out in Greendale, but that used to be when it was good-sized people named it Rupert. R-U-P-E-R-T, Rupert's. That was real. Addiction came later. And then, of course, Hayes's out. That was Merhoff. It was Hayes's and Merhoff's.
That clear out at Homestead?
Yeah.
I remember Merhoff's.
Yeah, well, old man Hayes had that first. And he was, there was two old families married. His wife's name was McElfresh, when you married the McElfreshes and the Hayeses, you had a whole raft of them. And he had a lot of kids.
Well, there's an awful lot of Hayeses around.
Oh, yes. Well, they were, as I understand it, the Hayeses were land grants from the Revolutionary War.
Not really.
Not really?
They bought their land from the federal government.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They were. They, I think a couple of them were in the Revolutionary War, but they didn't give away any land here.
What about the guards?
They were right along with them, I think.
They never worked a day. They lived off of that land for generations and generations. In fact, they still might be living off of it. I don't know.
There's a few of them around still.
Huh?
There's still a few of them around,
I'll
too.
Say. And the McKinneys?
Mm-hmm.
And, there was a woman, my wife knew at the Woman's Club in Cincinnati. Her name was McKinney. And my wife said, oh, you're from down in Elizabethtown in Cleves. And the woman whispered, said, oh, we don't say anything about that. And she just passed away about a month ago. She was about 80, 90 years old or more. But the McKinneys and the Hayeses and the McElfreshes and the guards, they were all the original of all up in that Miller Township area.
What do you remember about Hardintown?
Oh, I know. What do you want to know about
Hardintown? Because there's practically nothing there now.
There's nothing there, no.
I can remember two or three brick houses being.
Oh, yeah, there was. The Fitzpatricks lived in a nice brick house there. And she might still be living, I don't know. Bessie. And she had a sister. They both graduated from Lawrenceburg High School. And that was about the only ones. The rest of it were more or less a lot of shacks.
Were they?
Uh-huh.
I thought I remembered a couple of brick houses.
There was
maybe
a couple.
Not.
Halfway, but it was mostly a shack.
They were pretty old, but they were brick.
Yeah.
You could tell they had been.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The old Hardintown. Because we used to go and see Bessie quite often.
I kind of detected a little note of that in your voice.
Yeah, and that was old. Yeah. I come down there, and I came down on that nice paved road, and I said, boy, this isn't like the old canal road that we used to go up and down. Not many people remember that canal road.
Well, it pretty well paralleled where 50 is, didn't it?
It was absolute parallel where this new road is.
Yeah.
That is the old canal road.
Yeah.
And there used to be a canal here, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, Canal Street is still over here. I mean, that was the beginning of the canal road.
Yeah. And, the canal road. A lot of memories there.
Well, I've read in some really, really old things where they talk about the great road from Lawrenceburg to Hardinsburg, and I don't know whether they're talking about the canal road or if there was a road that just went out through the bottom someplace and went to
Hardinsburg. I don't know that. I imagine they must be talking about the canal road, but I could be wrong because there was railroad tracks before that.
Yeah.
And if you remember, it was sort of on a levee.
Mm-hmm.
So there might have been a road there where the railroad tracks are.
They talked about how the people from Lawrenceburg would go out on Sunday afternoon with their horses and buggies and
my dad
race
had,
on the great road.
In fact, I am one of the few people in this whole world that was run over by a horse and buggy.
Oh, my God.
I fell out of my mother's arms and was run over by the Surrey.
Oh, heavens.
Dad had a Surrey, and he had a runabout, and he had a sled that he used to hook up to one of the two horses he had that was pulled the grocery cart. But, I fell out of my mother's arms, and they tell the story that I was run over by the wheel of the Surrey. So that's my only claim to fame. Nobody can dispute it because I'm the only one that knows it.
Maybe you can answer another question that I've always had. you used to read about, well, was it Nell Sherrod that was
Nell Sherrod, she was my teacher.
Okay. Was she also the truant officer? Or was that somebody else?
That was her sister.
Okay.
Nell and, oh Lord, Nell.
My question is, did the truant officer really actually go out and grab kids and bring them to school?
Sure. Johnny Vassong from, did you know Johnny Vassong?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of Chesterville?
Uh-huh.
Johnny Vassong used to live in Chesterville.
Uh-huh.
And he used to come and have lunch whenever he'd come to Lawrenceburg and chase down the truants. And John Vassong. And when Johnny retired, guess who got the job?
You?
No, Aunt Soph.
Oh, okay.
Sophie Bobrink. And as far as I know, she had the job until she died. And she got meningitis in about, somewhere after I came back from the service. So then 46, 47.
What did they do? I mean, because I can remember as a little kid being scared of the truant officer,
they
but
used
I don't
to
remember
go around
ever
to the,
seeing the truant
they used
officer.
To go around to the school rooms. I used to remember seeing them come around with their notebook and say, so-and-so, who do you need to report that hasn't been coming to school when they should? And they'd say, well, Johnny so-and-so or so gave him the names, and he'd check at the office, and if they wanted him, he'll go out and find out what was wrong and so forth and so on.
So it was more of an investigation.
It was really more of an investigation.
The kid that played hooky one day wasn't usually involved
no,
in this.
Uh-huh.
This is the one whose family
that's
weren't
right,
sending.
Yeah.
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt. There is someone on the phone that was wondering if there would be anyone interested in aerial slides from the 40s taken up Lawrenceburg.
Sure. Are they selling or?
She didn't say. I don't think that she didn't sound like she was looking to make any money.
I guess I better go talk to this person.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's Verna Seibert's granddaughter who that was, and she had a collection of pictures taken from a small plane in like the 40s, not pictures, but slides, of all of Lawrenceburg and Aurora.
Oh.
And she wants to give them to us.
Well, good.
Yeah. Oh, I left that thing going. It's gonna.
I have a few pictures taken during the flood, but I imagine you have the millions of those.
We have quite a few, yeah.
Yeah.
The flood got you in Newtown, didn't it?
Got dead, but I was living, we were married then.
Oh, okay.
And we just had a little house out in Greendale on Ludlow Street, the street that, right there that turns to goes down to Old Quaker.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little Cobb O'Brien owned it, and he fixed a little house up for us. That was one of the oldest houses in Greendale.
Well.
It used to have a little thing on the, it was carved in one of the, built in 1816. It was a little, real little house.
Wow. Is it still there?
Well, it is, but it's all done over. You'd never know it.
No.
It's all different. The Cobb O'Brien, see, my wife worked at O'Brien. She was a nurse. And so when we got married, he fixed a house up for us.
Well, how nice. That's great. Oh, we were talking about, I guess you always have this picture in your mind, or we did when we were kids, if we tried to play hooky, the truant officer would be out chasing us. But they didn't really. They went after the ones whose families weren't sending them to school.
Yeah, that was Johnny Besong. He was the truant officer for many, many years. And it was a must have been a county proposition because he came from way out of Chesterville.
Yeah. Huh. So what did they do? I guess they just went and kind of investigated and told the family, you better let that kid go to school.
That's right, and so forth. Or if he didn't have shoes or something, they'd take it up with the county trustee. Mm. See, the county trustee is the one that, he's the one that used to have take food baskets and everything else.
Right.
They didn't have welfare in those days. They didn't have such a thing as welfare.
No.
It was a county trustee, and he took... You'd see the county trustee if they... My wife used to do a lot of work with Scotty Levern, who was the
trustee
then.
Trustee.
Uh-huh. And, Jesse Riddle was the superintendent for all the time that I went to school. I'll tell you who lives in Cincinnati now is Sam Ward.
Uh-huh.
And he lives at the Marjorie P. Lee retirement up there.
I should get in touch with him.
He'll talk.
Well, he's a distant relative of my late husband's.
Was that right?
Yeah. It goes back a couple of generations. My husband's mother was a Morrison, and her mother was a Ward.
Uh-huh.
And it is that Ward family.
Oh,
the one
out of Morris Hill.
Well, later, but originally down in Switzerland County.
Oh, was it?
Because
his father was the high school principal when I went to school.
Well.
Yeah, he'd be happy to talk to you. I'll have to bring him down because he doesn't have an automobile anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Old Sam.
At least I think that's who that is, unless there were two Sam Wards in Cincinnati that originated down here, which is possible.
Well, he worked for Old Quaker.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
From the time Old Quaker went in until I don't know how long, but more or less.
It may be the wrong person, because I'm thinking the Sam Ward I'm thinking of had something to do with music.
Well, that isn't the Sam Ward.
Yeah, that's somebody else then.
Yeah, he never had anything to do with music. He's got my high school annual. I told him if he dies, hurry up and will that to me. He goes to the same church as I do, but I haven't seen him, and I go to see him once in a while at the retirement home. In fact, Bob Keller lives at that retirement home.
Is that where he is? I knew he'd moved to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's where he is. Yeah, I shake my head too.